And over the last 5 years on South Australian roads, 1 million fines have been handed out for speeding. That is quite the record. And the RAA Senior Manager of Safety and Infrastructure, Charles Mountain, joins us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
It's certainly quite a number. Is that a number that took you by surprise?
Well, it is when we look at over the five-year period. But if we sort of break it down year by year, we're seeing around the 200 to around 220,000 fines issued every year. So it's still it's consistent, but I suppose the take-out message from all of this is we're trying to get people, obviously, to be mindful of the speed limits that prevail on our roads, particularly when we start to look at the number of fatal crashes and serious injuries we're having on our roads so far this year, and particularly where many of these are occurring. In fact, nearly 66% are happening on our regional road network, and many of them are single vehicle crashes as well. So we thought the combination of this, the message about speeding and the fact that people need to drive safely on our roads, particularly on our regional areas, is really important. Even more so perhaps at this time, because what we're seeing obviously is a lot of people are taking the opportunity to explore parts of South Australia, which is great. But in doing so, of course, it is very important to be mindful of the speed limits that apply on our country road networks, and even more importantly, adjust those speeds when you need to drive to the condition if you're travelling on our unsealed roads in particular.
Speaking this morning with RAA Senior Manager of Safety and Infrastructure, Charles Mountain, about 1 million fines for speeding being handed out across the last 5 years. And Charles, do you think that maybe the border closures have got something to do with more people being on our regional roads? And do you think that the regional road infrastructure does need an upgrade?
Look, well, yes, probably yes to answer both of your questions. Certainly with COVID, we're seeing people taking the opportunity to explore places in South Australia. In fact, we've just come back from York Peninsula and it's quite busy over through here, even outside of school holiday periods, which is great. But, I mean, yes, it does mean that the road network is put under more pressure by tourists, but it's also having to bear the brunt too, obviously, of the people who use it for their business, so whether it's moving freight or agriculture or minerals across the network. So one of the things that we obviously focus very strongly on is ongoing investment in the regional road network and upgrading key highways in particular to ensure that they're fit for purpose. And I guess what we've seen looking through our own analysis of road networks, the things that certainly make a big difference to the safety of our roads are things like just ensuring we've got sealed shoulders on the roads, good line marking, the road junctions are clear of hazards, and good sight distance on the approaches, and of course those all important overtaking lanes on the busy corridors, particularly where you're encountering road train type trucks. The overtaking lanes make that job of getting past them safely that much easier.
When it comes to those hazards, just finally, certainly an issue that has been raised given some of the roadworks on the Lincoln Highway here on the Eyre Peninsula has been that issue of speed signs being exposed during periods where there's no roadworks going on. Does that count as a hazard as well? Because the police have been addressing that issue with looking at fines for those traffic companies that don't cover up those signs when they're not there for safety purposes.
Well, that's right. And it is an important point, and it's certainly something that a lot of our members raise with us, both in the metropolitan area and on the regional road network as well. So we understand that in some cases the signs are left out when it appears that there's no work happening because the road conditions haven't been returned to fully pre-work environment, if you like, or in some cases the road surface is still bedding in, so they have to have a reduced speed limit. But certainly in cases where the signs have just simply been left out through neglect, then it really is important to report that, because having signs out when there's no need for them undermines their purpose. So when they are needed for people doing works, then that sometimes means that people may not comply with them as properly as they should. So our advice is, if you do see any situations on the network, either get in touch with the police, the Department of Transport on their 1800 number, 1800 013 313, or you can call us as well and we'll log that and investigate on your behalf with the relevant road authority too. So please, if you see anything out of the road networks that you don't think's right, whether it's signs, line marking, road conditions, let us know and we'll do our best to see if we can get that addressed for you.
RAA Senior Manager of Safety and Infrastructure, Charles Mountain, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Keith.